I definitely think so. I mean, we've been using them for quite a long time anyway, because a lot of people have to work and I guess study quite remotely all over the world. So it has been around, but I think because of the COVID crisis, we've all had to really pivot what we do. And because I guess what happened in parallel to that is that we were all kind of stuck at home, and many of us still are. So in doing that, we still have to do our work, don't we, in our study, and we still have to communicate. Yep. And many people, the only way to do that is either, you know, get on the phone, or if we want to still see each other's faces, it's via Zoom or Skype or something like that, or Google Hangouts. And I think people have had a taste of this and realised that it works reasonably well. And I think we're just going to see more of it as life goes on.
Well, we need it, don't we? We need to connect with each other all the time, no matter what that is, whether it's for work or just hanging out with each other. So, but why do we find it so difficult, this video call setup? Why is it hard?
I know. I mean, I don't know how many video calls you've had to do in the last few months. Oh,
I've lost count.
it's quite difficult, and I think a lot of the I guess the introverted people out there just hate it anyway. But your brain has to do so much more when we're socially interacting on the video than we are in person. We're missing a lot of, I guess, those normal non-verbal, I guess, cues. You know, like, you don't really get the facial expressions well. You don't really get other people's gestures. Sometimes we can't hear properly. A lot of the cues that we normally quite easily get when we're in person, they're quite hidden and they're less clear than they would be, and quite distorted. So our brains have to work a lot harder to decode them, and that actually drains us. And that's only one person. So you can imagine when there's like, you know, 30 different people that you're in a meeting with, if you're having to interpret all of this, as well as deal with all the distractions that are in your own office, in your own house, that's a lot going on. So it's very, very tiring if we're doing that all day.
Yeah, well, it is exhausting. The other thing I find is looking at myself. It's a weird thing. Like, I never, in any other meeting I've had in my life, you don't sit there looking at yourself while you're talking to someone else. So that's a whole new way of thinking.
I know, exactly. And yeah, you end up distracting yourself because you're looking at yourself kind of halfway through a conversation and you think, oh, God, look, I'm
slapped. Look at my hair.
Yeah. Or, oh, my gosh. And even worrying that maybe your housemate or one of your kids is going to run in the background. I know certainly my dog has just gone off a few times when I'm in meetings, and that's highly stressful because I'm trying to compose myself. But this is going on all around the world, and our brains are trying to adapt to this, but we're kind of just made for communicating like in person and dealing with that one person or a few people in the, I guess, close proximity to us.
Yeah, it is quite abnormal. So what is going on in the mind that makes us feel so unnatural?
We're just wired. I think we're just wired for kind of an over and done with type of communication. And because the brain is just going over and over and over and getting distracted by it's just multiple things. And you've got to realize that we're not great multitaskers. A lot of us are.
Yeah.
We think we are. We think we do it well, but most of us don't. So we're really only kind of half doing things properly. That's why a Zoom call, if it goes too long and there's too many people off it, you're not going to retain it because there's so much distraction. So it's really hard to attend or be attentive well to one particular thing because your brain is just multitasking too much.
Yeah,
and we know it doesn't do well in terms of storing memory and interpreting things. Well,
I've always thought that the concept of multitasking is a bit weird in itself because you can only really do one thing at a time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you are doing multiple things, you're not doing them as well as you probably could.
Yeah.
You're just overwhelming your brain. So, and that's why we're having a lot of trouble, I think, with stress and anxiety and people getting burnt out these days because we're trying to do too many things at once.
Let alone the whole concept of the fear that's going on in society with the virus itself.
That's layered on top of everyone, isn't it? And even now when it's kind of in Australia, we're doing well with it, but it's still there, isn't it? It's kind of there hanging over us. So, there's a lot going on in our brains and we're very heightened and very, I guess, hypervigilant at the moment. And
anxious.
We need to really be careful about that going
forward. All right. So if this is the new norm, and however that manifests itself, how do we make them more comfortable way of communicating?
Well, it is the new norm. So it's really adapting, isn't it? And getting used to it. So I think anything like this, we have to really, I guess, have that self-awareness about ourselves. If we're feeling like we're really tired, we have to do something about it. How do we reduce that kind of Zoom fatigue that we're all video fatigue that we're all getting? And it is doing things like making sure that you're, instead of being reactive, it's being proactive. And what do I want that day to look like? Do I need to make sure that I have a lot of spacing in between each of my Zoom interactions so that I can go outside or go and speak to people on the phone? You know, just have that break so that you're not kind of in that heightened state the whole time. Things like making sure that your lighting is good. So, and that you can, people that like, and make sure the person on the other side has good lighting, because then you can see people more clearly and you can see their facial features rather than having to really kind of look too hard, because your brain's searching for information. If it's not getting it, it's kind of working harder. Even things like, you know, the speaker views that you see. Choose like the single person speaker view, because you're only seeing one at a time rather than seeing, and then you can see kind of their facial expressions and the other non-verbal reactions rather than looking at everyone at once. Other things like, is it necessary to have the video on? Can it just be a regular phone call? We don't always have to have a video. It's not always necessary. So, yeah, it's been having a bit of a think. Is it really necessary to constantly do videos? And even things like, if you choose to do phone, go outside and have your, go and sit on your balcony or go out in your garden, or even when you're walking, because we know that being outdoors actually does wonders for refreshing your brain.
Well, that's right. I mean, my partner, she has virtual pub meetings after work sometimes, and she invites some of her friends around to a Zoom meeting, and then we sit outside, have a beer and a chat over Zoom. It's quite pleasant, really.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, schedule the breaks.
Yeah.
The breaks in between meetings, and make sure you go and, you know, brush your dog or go for a walk or do your stretch or do some yoga moves or something, or go and shoot some hoops outside. Just do something away from the screen to refresh
something yourself. That's not screen related, I suppose. Just getting away from the computer for a minute.
Because I think what people do is they're on Zoom and then they go off and they go on Facebook. No screens.
I noticed also, I'm just on a, you know, finally I noticed that the Zoomer generation, the generation Z people, the guys that are, they seem to adapt to this a lot better than people say of my generation, and they seem to adapt to it a lot better.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's what we're used to. I think a lot of the younger ones, because they've never known life without screens, do this well, because it's kind of just part of them. Whereas the other of us that are in the other generation,
a little older.
we've grown up without screens, and we, you know, wrote stuff with a pen and a pencil on pieces of paper, and we've really had to adapt over the years. And I think there's some people out there that almost kind of fell through the cracks and have not ever done like Zoom meetings. And suddenly their job has required that of them. And that's a massive shock for those sorts of people.